This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Pioneer Soybeans have a strong legacy of research and development, with Pioneer celebrating its 50th year of breeding soybeans in 2023. In 2024, that legacy of soybean research and development is on display in the form of the new Z-Series soybeans. We will hear more about the advancements made in Pioneer soybean genetics for 2024 with Liz Knutson of Pioneer next.
There I was, driving along, when I saw the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides, every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF, a better, stronger in-furrow insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma. And always read and follow label directions.
As seed technologies continue to make advancements, which allow for higher yields and stronger defensive traits, growers are also employing more management practices, says Pioneer soybean marketing leader Liz Knutson.
Farmers used to just grow soybeans. Now we're raising soybeans, and we're really getting after it with the same intensity we are with corn. And so at Pioneer this year, we're really excited to bring some new genetics to market that will hopefully help farmers as they push yields and try to raise those soybeans in even more intensive management than they perhaps have in the past.
The Z-Series line of soybeans continues the agronomic advancements of the A-Series class of soybeans from Pioneer.
In 2024, we'll launch Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans to the market. If you've planted Pioneer in the past, you've probably heard of A-Series, which was known for its strong yield and exceptional agronomics. Z-Series will bring us even more of yield and agronomics, as well as 50 new exclusive varieties to our lineup.
As hard-to-control weeds continue to develop herbicide resistance and become tougher to kill, Knutson says that the Z-Series traits also have advanced to better deal with the toughest yield threats.
Weeds are getting harder and harder to kill, harder to manage. They're getting smarter every year, is sort of how it seems, right? So we're excited to bring forward almost all of our beans in this new advancement class with the Enlist E3 trait as a part of them. And Enlist is obviously known, you know, as 50% of U.S. soybean acres last year for its flexibility, its ease of use, its neighbor friendly. We've been really pleased to see how Enlist E3 has bred into our baseline genetics, and we've been able to, again, take those yields to another level with a great partner on the herbicide side.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.